Hey guys, you guys just came back from our sponsors. Disclaimer, there will be ads during this episode, so feel free to skip through them because I know they be annoying sometimes. But this is the Daily Life Talk intro. So today we're going to be talking about back to school shopping clothes with your parents. So basically, I did that today, and I just want to share my experience with you guys. I want to know if you guys feel the same about it. I will link I'll link in the description down below where you guys can send me a message, and you guys can let me know how you guys feel about the situation. And I'm also going to be doing drama, which will be part of the segment because I don't want to do a whole new segment for a drama, so it'll be a combined episode. So I hope you guys enjoy. Hi, it's your girl Danny, guys. I hope you guys are having the best day, best evening, best morning, best time, whatever time you guys are listening to this. Today it is the 31st of August 2020, 7:51 p.m. while I'm filming this podcast right now. So today we're going to be, as you guys heard in the intro, we're going to start with my experience shopping with my uncle and aunt. Back to school shopping with your parents, if you would like to say it that way, or your guardian. I'm so tired at this point because I had such a long day, but I have to shower and then go to bed because I feel really nasty. So basically, here's the problem. Okay, so it's not a problem. It's just I don't know. So first of all, yesterday night, I didn't get a lot of sleep because I was binging ASMRs. I'm so weird sometimes, but I was binging ASMRs. And I was like, I have to go to bed. So I shut my laptop and I went to bed for like 4 hours because I slept at like 4 a.m. or something. It's usual for me during the summer, but like during school, it's not normal for me. As I said in like previous segments, it's not normal for me, but I will get back on track, I promise. And then I woke up at 7, couldn't get back to sleep. So I binged like ASMR. More ASMRs because like the YouTubers went posting at 7, obviously, because that's when they're basically, you know, starting their day. So no one was posting at the time, so I was just watching people's old videos and stuff like that. And yeah, and I woke up. This is basically my whole morning. So I woke up, I showered, I brushed my teeth, I washed my face, I did all that, and I got into a cute dress. It is so cute. I was gonna do like a try on haul for you guys, but I don't know how to like describe it, so I'm not even gonna do it. So yeah, let me know if you guys still want it though. I don't know how I would like explain it though, but yeah. Okay, so then we spent the whole day. So first we went to Marshall's. We only found sweatpants for my brother and he actually didn't need it, so we're gonna return that. And then we went to Burlington, which is my mom's favorite store. She spends over like $1,000 there. It's ridiculous. And we found like so many good like cute stuff that I could wear for school. Honestly, it was just all polo because my mom insisted to get polo, but it's okay. It was almost like 8 to 10 polo shirts in the bag. It's ridiculous, but it's okay. I do have like a couple of cute shirts that I have, so I'll just add those to it because you know your girl gotta do what she gotta do. Okay, what else did I do? So then we went to Burlington, then we went to Old Navy because I needed some more like leggings, which is kind of like yoga pants. I just don't know the difference. Let me search it up. What's the difference between... C- Because I really don't know. The difference, because they have like the same texture. The thickness of the waistband. That's the difference. That's it. Because my school said, like, yoga pants aren't, like, appropriate for school attire. I basically got all yoga pants. I do not care. Well, there's, like, one that's kind of, like, joggers and, like, yoga pants combined together. It is so cool. And then I got, like, a couple yoga pants. And then there's one that has, like, a thick waistband. So I think that's it. So, yeah. And Burlington is all over the place. We went to the clearance section because, you know, get some really good stuff from there. And, yeah. What else? Ow! Okay, that's disgusting. Okay, what did I do? So after we went to Old Navy, where else did we go? And by the way, it's so expensive at Old Navy. Like, it's $30 a piece. It's ridiculous. Oh my gosh. Oh, I actually have it right next to me. Okay, so it's like a army green. No, like an army type of like a camouflage kind of thing, but it's like grayish black, and it's so cool. It says it is I don't know. It says joggers, high waist, high rise, I think. Yeah. And it's a small. Obviously, because I was, like, shopping in the grown-up section. And then the other leggings, it's just normal net leggings. So, like, a couple weeks ago, I went to Kohl's and I found, like, leggings, and they were so weird. They were cotton leggings, and I was like, what the frick? What? It was crazy. I was like, what the heck. I still have it. I might keep like the black one because I like the black one, but the blue one has to go. I know, blue. But yeah. And then we went to McDonald's, Subway, and you're probably asking why. My aunt wanted Subway, me and my uncle wanted Burger King, and my brother wanted McDonald's, so we got those. I know, very spoiled. But it's okay. Okay, so you guys are asking what the problem is. So the problem is, we're all tired. We want to get this done, and my brother's not cooperating. He's yelling at me. I just give up on him. I'm just like, okay, y'all do what you gotta do. And I know when I don't say anything, everything falls apart. So I just left them be. After like a little while, I got obviously more stuff than him, because I'm a shopper, he's not. I got it from my mom. As I was saying, everything was all over the place, and I don't know, I just didn't like get it. I wasn't having the best day ever. So that's what happened. So I want you guys' opinion. So I feel like if you go with someone around your age, you can cooperate more. So my cousin, she's like 18, and I'm like a little bit younger than her. And yeah, I'm 10. Okay, there. I'm 10. So she can cooperate with me, so we can get stuff with each other. And I feel like if I went shopping with her, it'd be much different. The energy wouldn't be as tense as it was with the adults there. So let me know how you guys feel about that. I don't know if it's just African parents, I don't know. But, you know, the energy was tense. My mom, on the other hand, she'll ask you, do you like it? And I'm like, sure, I love it. And then she tosses it in the cart. And then she goes, do you like this one? And I'm like, nah. And then she puts it back. And then when my brother's being difficult, she's like, okay. Then she just, like, she just goes on with her shopping. It's really fun. But, yeah. It was kind of difficult with the other adults just because they didn't understand the taste, but it was great. Sorry, YouTube notification. I need to turn that on. Okay. Yeah, I don't do editing. I just, like, add some sounds to it, and then I'm done. Because this is, like, no editing. Like, I do not edit. I just add music to it. And then I save it. I put all my information in the description so that you guys can go and check it out. And then, yeah, I will link, like, the shops I, like, shopped at so that you guys can go and check it out. I won't, like, put every single piece I found there, but, yeah. Yeah. So, I don't know what the tension was really hard, and it wasn't, as it was really hard just because there's so much of a difference between our age and the time that they grew up in. It's so different now. Like, we have more technology. We have technology that basically takes over our lives every single day. I literally can't eat without my laptop. But I do, like, go outside and chill out, get some fresh air. But my brother, on the other hand, he stays in all day unless you force him to go outside. But yeah, so that's this part of the segment. Let's get into the other part. Okay, the tea is real. So today's drama is Dixie D'Amelio officially dating Noah Beck. Honestly, a lot of people have been shipping them together recently. And I don't know if I've said this on here. I'm rooting for them. Oh my gosh. I'm rooting for them. Hopefully, I think... So, it's kind of like clickbait. She's kind of like a clickbaiter. But, Dixie D'Amelio and Noah Beck are probably officially dating. They're officially dating. We're just going to say officially. Because we've all been waiting for this moment. I'll put my plugs down there, down in the description, so that you guys can check out the video that I got all my information and sources from, because I am very good at it. Okay. So this is how it all started. Okay, so basically, Dixie was shooting a music video with Noah, and you know, they were chilling. You could see the signs that they were, like, you know, they were getting close to each other. They were doing all of that. Flirting with each other, you know. And then a couple, like, after, like, they went out for dinner or something, Dixie got really close to her. It looked like close to him. It looked like he was about to kiss him. But then, Noah was whispering in her ears. So I do not know what that was about. Let me know what you guys think, what happened down in the comments down below. Whatever platform you're on, please subscribe or follow. Hit that notification bell so you're notified whenever I post a new segment. And yeah, Addison got dragged for being a Trump flag being in the background of her picture. So she took a picture of her like room being so messy. She's like, oh, it's so messy. And people saw like a t-shirt that had a flag on it. One person said, it's the Trump t-shirt for me. And I'm like, oh my gosh. And then later, Addison publicly addressed that it was an old Navy towel that her Mimi gets her for each 4th of July. So the people who be thinking wrong, think before you type. Okay, so that was the tea. And another thing that involved Noah Beck, he is so toxic all the freaking time. So Noah has been getting canceled for everything. Every single Soy Boy in the whole history of Soy Boys have been canceled because they are so rude and so homophobic, and I don't know what happened to them. No. Okay. Noah is homophobic because he liked a couple of tweets of homophobic people talking about gays and lesbians and bisexuals, and it was not good for him. His popularity went like 10 to 0 or like 7 to 0. It was bad. I don't know what people have with gays. It's none of your choice what they do with their lives. So I feel like you should bug out and don't mind your own business. Mind your freaking own business. So thank you guys so much for listening to the segment. I had a lot of fun filming it. I'm gonna go shower, and I'll see you guys next time. Bye.